This time it doesn't stop her. Why? But it became very important to me, to all of us there, Parkaboy and Ivy and Maurice and Filmy, all the others too. We went there whenever we could to be with other people who understood. We looked for more footage. Some people stayed out surfing, weeks at a time, never posting until someone discovered a new segment. All through that winter, the mildest she'd known in Manhattan, though in memory the darkest, she'd gone to FFF to give herself to the dream. We don't know what you're doing or why. Parkaboy thinks you're dreaming. Dreaming for us. Sometimes he sounds as though he thinks you're dreaming us. He has this whole edged-out participation mystique, how we have to allow ourselves so far into the investigation of whatever this is, whatever you're doing, that we become part of it. Hack into the system, merge with it, deep enough that it, not you, begins to talk to us. He says it's like Coleridge and De Quincey. He says it's shamanic. That we may all seem to just be sitting there, staring at the screen, but really, some of us anyway, we're adventurers. We're out there, seeking, taking risks, in hope, he says, of bringing back wonders. Trouble is, lately, I've been living that. She looks up, everything made pale and washed out by the light. She's forgotten to bring her sunglasses again. I've been out there, out here, seeking, taking risks, not sure exactly why, scared. Turns out there are some very not nice people out here, though I guess that was never news. She stops and looks over at Peter Pan, noticing how the bronze ears of the rabbit at his base are kept polished by the hands of children. Do you know we're all here, waiting for the next segment? Wandering up and down the web all night, looking for where you've left it for us? We are. Well, not me personally lately, but that's because I seem to have followed Parkaboy's advice and started trying to find another way to hack in. And I guess I have. We have. Because we've found those codes embedded in the footage, that map of the island or city or whatever it is, and we know that you or someone could use those to track the spread of a given segment, to judge the extent of dissemination. And through finding those codes, the numbers woven into the fabric, I've been able to get to this email address, and now I'm sitting in the park, beside the statue of Peter Pan, writing to you. And...
And what?
What I want to ask you is... Who are you? Where are you? Are you dreaming? Are you there, the way I'm here?
She reads what she's written, like most of the letters Catherine has had her write to her mother, to Wynne both before and after his disappearance, to various exes and one former therapist. Her letter to the Maker ends with question marks. Catherine had thought the letters Case most needed to write wouldn't end in question marks. Periods were needed, if not exclamation points, in Catherine's view, and Case had never felt particularly successful with either.